Good morning, everybody. It is the 27th of March, 2023, and today's devotional from Sojourn Retreat House is titled Thermometer versus Thermostat. I actually heard this teaching a while ago about the difference between the two, and I experienced something last week which was quite apt, and I wanted to share with you what my revelation was from that. But I want to just define the two things before I start, and the first one is a thermometer. And a thermometer is a device that measures temperature. So it measures the degree of hotness or coldness of an object. I think that's quite self-explanatory. We all know what a thermometer is. Another way of putting it is that it's an instrument for measuring and indicating temperature. And so just in a nutshell, it basically is just something that measures whether it is hot or cold. On the other hand, a thermostat is a regulating device component which senses the temperature of a physical system, and it performs actions so that the system temperature is maintained near to the desired set point. So in other words, it is a device that automatically regulates the temperature, or it can even activate a device when that temperature reaches a certain point. So in a nutshell there, it regulates and it's active. So the thermometer literally just measures something, whereas a thermostat is able to change something. It is proactive and it regulates a temperature. Just last week, I experienced a road rage incident. A car overtook me on a solid line just as I veered off right to avoid a pothole. Luckily, there was no collision. But the driver then went on to rant and rave, and he spoke to me in some pretty rank sign language. It upset me so much, and it ended up ruining my entire day. I was grumpy and I was short with everyone I came into contact with. It also ended up being one of the most awful days I've ever had. Everything that could go wrong went wrong that day. And it was only when I took stock of my day, which I must tell you is such a good thing to do, and you don't do it in a condemnation way or a manner, but it is just to make sure that what you did during any particular day lines up to the word of God. I've started trying to get into the habit of doing that. But it was only when I took stock of my day that I realized that I was the one that determined the outcome of that day by my reaction to that one little incident. You know how it works. Sometimes somebody just rubs you up the wrong way, or you have an incident with a particular person and it just wrecks your entire day. You see, I reacted like a thermostat. I measured my environment and then I let it determine the course for the rest of my day. I continued in a reactive state and allowed my circumstances to affect my emotions and actions, which in turn resulted in my greater environment just reaping similar outcomes. How annoyed I was to find out that I'd wasted yet another day. In Proverbs 1 verse 10, it says, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, 'Come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood, let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them alive like Sheol and whole like those who go down to the pit. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your feet from their path.'" Remember how I mentioned that a thermostat regulates temperature? That is, it is proactive and it brings about change. If the temperature deviates from the preset value, it goes to work to bring the temperature back to that value. And as born-again believers, we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit within us. We have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faith, and self-control. And although I cannot naturally operate fully in any of these, because even in the above example, I was fully justified to react the way that I did. I was both angry and hurt, and they were valid emotions because I was essentially not in the wrong. But it's never a good thing to be led and directed by our emotions. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4 verse 26, it says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil." It is when we react to our emotions that we often sin. In Proverbs 14 verse 29, it says, "He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts understanding." Emotions are God-given, so understand that they are not bad in themselves. Even Jesus got angry in the temple when they used it as a marketplace in Matthew 21 verse 12 and Mark 11 verse 15. He wouldn't have given us emotions if they were bad. But it's the outworking of that emotion that causes us to sin and leads us into dangerous situations and even results in bad days. Our emotions were never meant to drive us. Rather, they're an indicator that something is wrong. Do you know that I chased down that car like a madwoman to get his number on the report bad driving badge on the back of it so that I could report him to his boss? It was not my finest moment. And when I looked back, I realized there was no love, there was no joy, no peace, no patience, kindness, gentleness, or self-control. Had I taken a moment to just breathe and gain perspective, choosing to let it go, I guarantee you I would have had a better day all around. The word tells us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And that's in Romans 12 verse 2. By focusing on scripture and even praying for that man, I not only would have proactively changed my environment and essentially my day, but I would have been a better reflection of Jesus. Imagine what a picture I portrayed to him and all of those around me. In John 13 verse 35, it says, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." In 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14 to 16, it says, Now thanks to God who always leads us to triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. I want to finish off with a story about a hillbilly. And it says he attended a church meeting. And it was a hot day and he noticed on one of the ushers walked to the side wall and he turned the dial. And immediately this cold air pumped into the room, into the church. After the service, he asked the usher what it was, and the usher explained to him that it was a thermostat. He immediately went out to buy one, only to discover that it did not produce cold air, but merely switched on the aircon units and regulated it. He realized that he then had to buy the aircon. And so I want to say to you today, let's be those thermostats. And if we are plugged into God, through our relationship with him and through spending time in the word, we can be the thermostats in the world. We can start changing the environments around us and making a difference to a very lost world. I hope you have a blessed day. And until next week, we'll chat again. Bye.